Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Investor Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about a lipstick flip. I learned a new phrase the other day, and I feel compelled to share it with everyone.
Sounds like...
It's as funny as what it sounds like.
Yeah. Are we talking about property? Are we talking about women? Are we talking about...
Oh, we're going to cover
getting ready
all of
for a date? What are we going to talk about? I'm really intrigued here, Jack. This is awesome.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Steven asks, I know this is not supposed to be a big deal or a deal-stopping issue, but I have to admit to being flummoxed by the many ways grantor and grantee wording can be affected. Does residence and venue of the parties come into play, or does the location of the land, just the land, matter?
Oh my gosh, this is PhD-level stuff.
Would be nice if there was a way, was a go-to source for this, but I guess I could just use the pros until I have a better feel for it. I would definitely use the pros. So you're in the right area.
Oh, we're the pros?
Yeah, right.
Okay. You know what he's asking, right?
Yeah, I guess the address of where the person lives. Oh, you know what? I think I know what he's asking. Let me guess.
John Smith, grantor, a resident of Elko, Nevada.
Okay, Elko, Nevada. Buying a property in Texas.
Right.
So what kind of deed do you use? Do you use a Nevada grand deed, or do you use a Texas special warranty deed?
Well, we can start with
that.
But I think the question is, do you mention the geographic location in the deed of the resident, where the person's residing, or where the actual property is? And here's the answer. The answer is both. Number one, the legal description smokes that out.
Right.
The legal description is going to say Elko, Nevada. It's the northeast quarter or the southeast quarter of whatever.
Where the property is, because the person happens to be in Elko.
Right. And that you get, as Jill so famously loves to say, from the vesting deed. You copy and paste that. In a lot of cases, in most cases, even if it's wrong, you just copy and paste it.
Yeah.
The vesting deed is the immediate deed before you.
That's a good tip, by the way. Even I don't know if you don't mind me throwing this in here, Stephen. I've told people this too. Even if the person's name was spelled wrong on the deed before you, I copy that, because then there's no red flags. It doesn't set anything off. You know what? It was recorded this way. We're just going to roll with it. You now have Smith with an E. You know, that's okay.
Yes. So that's the deal with the legal description smokes out exactly how you should stipulate the geography in the deed. I don't want to get too technical here, but the bigger question is, and this is a PhD level stuff, can John Smith, which is obviously a super popular, intentionally chosen super popular name, John Smith of Oregon, or an individual from Oregon, or an individual from Eugene, Oregon, how would you do it? I think everybody does it differently. I know how I do it.
And
John Smith.
An individual. I just leave it at that.
Grants XYZ property in Elko, Nevada to Sally Jones.
Exactly.
And that's how you do it?
Yeah. And then on the
I'm glad we're having this talk.
Yeah. And then
it's not how I do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. And then on the upper, you know what's so funny? We used to put an individual man, individual woman. What if they have a sex change? That's a whole other thing.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
What if they lipstick
that
flip?
That could happen, by the way. Come on. Hi, could you imagine? That has not come up yet in our online community. That's going to be funny. The person was a man when he bought the property, and now he's a woman. What do we do? That will happen. So.
I have long respected, silently and quietly, the whole process of the getting married for female name change. I think it's a pile of malarkey.
What are you saying?
Right out of the dark ages.
What does that mean?
You and I have the same, or different last names.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But I have watched women go through what it really is required to change their last name.
Oh, it's not fun.
It's outrageous.
I've done it. Oh, it's all exciting and fun the first time. And then when you're undoing it, you're like, what was
thinking?
Oh, sure it is. Oh my gosh. Girls practice writing their married name.
Up.
Not kidding.
Are you serious?
Yes, they do.
That's a topic.
It's probably like men walk around imagining how great that woman's going to look on their arm. Just kidding.
They don't do that.
They don't. So, all right. Anyway. Back to the topic. But we do have to put somewhere on there, and it's for tax purposes. They need to know where to send the tax bill. So there is that traditionally on a deed, traditionally on the upper left-hand corner, and traditionally it says, you know, four tax records send to John Smith
That's totally
I'm covering
separate.
The whole thing. Like, where would you even mention where the guy lives? That's where you would mention it.
I honestly can't remember the last time I've done a deed, but this is how I used to do it. John Smith, an individual from Eugene, Oregon.
You used to do that?
Grants to Sally Johns, an individual from Chicago, Illinois. Yeah.
Never did that.
And yet we still...
Never did it.
Here's a big picture point. And yet we still have done all these deals, and the vast, vast majority, 99.9% of the deeds that we send in work.
It doesn't matter. Well, here's my other thing.
So if you're afraid, if you're sitting there worried about deeding and making mistakes, because that was one of my big hang-up in the beginning, don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
Well, you can just copy the one before. And the ones I've copied didn't have that in there. I could care less. The only time I do put where it is if it's an LLC, because you need to put in there, you know, XYZ company, an Arizona limited liability company. Yeah. That you need to put in there.
All the houses that we buy, Jill and I just have a LLC that we use called Mulholland Service LLC, an Arizona limited liability company.
Mm-hmm. So that you would need to state it, but otherwise...
I guess we are the pros. Today's topic, lipstick flip. What is it? What is it, good? Is it bad? This is the meat of the show. Jill, tell us what you think a lipstick flip is.
Paint and carpet.
That's what I think it is.
Maybe landscaping. Maybe a little bit. I think of a lipstick flip is, here's my how I just define it. What I can do in a weekend, one weekend.
Wow. Is that even possible?
Add value to the, sure, you could have the carpet come in on Saturday and you do the painting on Saturday and the carpet on Sunday
so you're not
Monday morning.
You change any fixtures, nothing.
No, Monday morning I freshen up the flowers by the front door. I mean, there's some that are that easy.
Here's what I think a lipstick flip is. And it's some version of what Jill just said, the absolute bare minimum, but I think you could take it just a little bit further, a couple more days, and really add some value. Paint the outside of the house if it's needed, if it's not, if it's conducive for that. Maybe clean up the landscaping, plant some stuff.
Pretty flowers, curb appeal.
It's amazing what a power wash to like the garage and the
driveway
will do. And then maybe change out some fixtures, some key fixtures, even if it's just as simple as like the hardware in the kitchen.
New shower head.
All that, yeah. All new shower doors.
So this is stuff you could do in a weekend. So
and
you're
I
still...
also think you're not spending, I mean, in regular markets, not crazy markets, I don't know, less probably 10,000 to 15,000, if that.
I was going to say five.
Yeah, I don't think you can do a $5,000 renovation. I don't know.
No,
here's
but
the whole
for
point, though.
This kind of thing, maybe.
Here's our whole point. There's a reason we don't know about this. And if you want to decorate a house, this is not the podcast for you. What's beautiful as wholesalers, both land and houses, is that we don't care about this stuff. If you buy a house 20 to 40% below what you can immediately sell it for to an investor, that's their problem.
That's their euphoria. That's their
opportunity.
Bread butter.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They love it.
So everybody's...
No,
go ahead.
I have no trouble right now because we're building up House Academy. It's very easy for me to talk to these guys and for me to say, look, I've been there, done that, and I just don't have... And I've quoted you on this, Stephen. We don't have the stomach for it. Have fun. They're like, oh, great. It's a perfect relationship, and they understand
they love
it too.
You know, all the time I see wholesalers like us all over the internet trying to profess what the ARV is to a renovator.
Oh my gosh.
What's the ARV
stand
for?
I hear that term one
after repair renovated value. After
value.
Repair value.
Yeah.
Who am I that I think I know what this professional flippers ARV is going to be?
Isn't that hilarious?
I don't even pretend. All I know is that I just purchased a property for 40. Usually we buy them for 40% less. In land case, we buy them for probably 80% less of the value that I can immediately sell it for in the condition that it's in. That's what I focus on. You know, remember when your parents said, just keep your head down, keep your nose clean, and get the good grades, and don't make a big fuss, and get out of there. That's what we do. In with the crowd, out with the crowd.
What the heck? We had very different childhoods.
I know. No, so in with the crowd, out with the crowd. That sentence evokes like one of two reactions I've noticed in people over the years. Like, you are the lamest.
I don't want to be a sheep.
No, that's okay. That's one reaction. And sometimes with a different type of personality, they're like, oh, you're the guy for me.
Oh, that's not what...
We're going to have a happy little life together with... I know, I'm not.
I'm all for being under the radar, but I'm certainly not one for following the crowd. And you know that about me.
We'll talk about that on a different show.
Oh, okay.
Because you and I agree.
Okay, thank you.
But on this specific topic, I really don't think that you need... And because here's why. As a wholesaler, if you say, oh, the ARV is $500,000, all you're going to do is upset. If you put that in that number on a particular house or an asset in front of 10 different people who renovate and resell property, they're going to say, you're off your rocker. Every single one of them are going to have a way different opinion.
Isn't that funny?
So why not just say, hey, investor special, $300,000.
I'm so sick of hearing about the ARV. I can make up any number and make it ARV.
That's what they do.
I know in my gut and soul, we can get a million out of this.
Exactly.
I know it's going to be the highest one. We're going to have the highest comps.
We're going to reset the comps in the area.
Yes, we are. I know it. And that's why my ARV is this high.
Is
okay, that's ridiculous.
Any bragging rights to resetting the high mark for a given market's price per square foot?
I
think you should be ashamed of yourself. Are you building? What you're saying is, I overbuilt for the neighborhood, and I conned somebody. Yep, I found a bigger loser.
Yeah, I found an out of state guy that thought this was good, and I took the money and ran
with cash. I found a Canadian with cash. In Arizona, that's what they love.
The Canadian with cash.
And then they pat themselves on the back with a little smirk and take a sip of their beer.
Right.
That's not how we operate.
I know.
Pass it on, man.
Exactly.
What you should be saying is, I bought this property so cheap and put in what I needed to put in to make it look like it really is a valuable asset, and I pass the savings on to everybody.
Exactly.
And every single person won, including the seller.
Exactly.
Because they just wanted to get out of it, or they didn't want to clean up their house or whatever.
I'm just thinking, what kind of life that person has that they're, I mean, do you really walking around saying, I don't know. You're right. You can't do that for too long. If you're known as a top dollar person, no one's going to want to do business with you.
You know, I guess there's some people, Jill, like, all kidding aside now, that really, really pride themselves in like craftsmanship and how the cupboards fit. And like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not one of those people at all. So I guess there's some value in that. But geez, marking up an asset for, in Southern California's case, $500,000 because it's all perfect inside with Italian marble and whatnot. That's just not me.
I think there's a happy medium. You can have quality stuff, but you don't have to gouge people.
Right.
That's what I think the point
no
is.
Yeah, no gouging.
Exactly.
So I love the idea of a lipstick flip. And I think the phrase is really funny.
I think it's awesome.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Investor Show. Join us tomorrow for another episode called When to Put a Mobile Home on Your Land to Increase Its Value.
That's going to be awesome. And we answer your questions. Should you have one, post it on landinvestors.com. Go there. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I think that new format went well.
I do too. Do you know what your name is?
I do. My name is and always has been Steve.
I know. You know, it's funny.
My middle name has always been Jack. So we became Jack and Jill.
I'm even confused now. Actually, it's perfect. Like, half time I call you Jack, half time I call you Steven. So
all our education.
It works.
I introduce myself as Steve. And it's just we're two people. This is truth. We're two people who make a bunch of money in real estate without a lot of hoopla. And Jack and Jill's, there's a little bit of a hoopla to it. So I'm just Steve. That's what I think.
Okay.
I'm Steve and Jack.
Okay.
You're Jill.
Thank you. We can do that.
The constant is Jill. Let's call it that.
That's right. Look, at the end of the day, there's still Jill. just Jill. Hey, share the phone by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.